Ladies and winners, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and fellow winner. This is the Kill You're in a Loser podcast. Let's fucking go. Big shout out to my YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, go over there, check that out. I have additional content on top of what is on here on this podcast. So you're missing out if you're not over there. So guys, if you want to 10 times your wins, just 10 times your rejections. What do I mean by this? What I'm trying to drill into you guys here is the power of the numbers game and the fact that flakes or rejections or girls saying no or potential clients saying no to you or failures or mistakes or any way that you want to break it down, that stuff doesn't matter. The losses or the failures or the mistakes, so to speak, do not matter. Only the victories do. The guys that are killing it in life, with money, with women, whatever, they don't sit there and count or obsess the losses. They don't even notice the losses or the failures or the mistakes other than learning from them and using them as a learning experience. The guys who are crushing it are so hyper-focused on the victories, that is all they care about. So even if they had to lose 100 times just to get one win, they don't care because they got one win. Now they just have to go and supposedly lose another 100 times and they'll get another win. They repeat that 10 more times. Hey, now they have 10 wins. Repeat that even more. Hey, now I have 100 wins. If they repeat it infinitely, they will have infinite wins. The guys who are crushing it, again, with money, women, fitness, whatever it is, they understand the power of the numbers game. They understand focusing on the victories. They understand not caring about the people that say no to you or that turn you down or that aren't interested in what you have to offer. They only care about the people that want what they want. In other words, they only care about the wins. This is exactly what I talk about when I say have a winner's mindset. What I mean is focus only on winning and who gives a fuck about the losses. So again, if you want to 100 times your wins, just 100 times your losses. In other words, play the numbers game 100 times harder than you currently are. I see this with so many guys that go, man, you know, girls keep turning me down. I just can't catch a break. I don't seem to be able to get a phone number. And I say, how many women have you talked to in the last week? And they'll say, well, you know, 3 or 4. And I say, if you had talked to 30 or 40, you would have several phone numbers by now. If you had talked to 300, and you're probably not going to talk to 300 women in a week, although you could. If you had talked to 300 women in, say, the last month, you would have 300, or do the math, you'd have 100 times as many phone numbers as you do right now. So 100 times your work or your output or your losses, if you want to look at it like that, and you will get 100 times the victories. People seem obsessed with avoiding losses as if that's somehow the same thing as winning. I see so many of you getting the two things confused. You go, how do I avoid rejection? How do I avoid girls saying no? It feels really bad when a girl turns me down. If you avoid the rejection, if you avoid the no's, you're also avoiding yeses. The two things go hand in hand. Again, if you want to 100 times your wins, you have to 100 times your losses. It's the only way to get there. Yes, you can get more efficient. Yes, over time, you will get more and more, like a higher percentage of wins per approaches or per whatever it is that you're doing. But at the start, and hell, the entire time, the numbers game trumps all. Talking to more women or reaching out to more potential clients or going to the gym more, whatever it is, will always be more effective and a better use of your time than sitting there going, how do I avoid ever failing? How do I avoid ever getting turned down? You can't. People will turn you down. Not everyone is going to want what you want. You will make mistakes. You will have stumbles and failures. That's part of life. If you want to 100 times your wins, 100 times your losses. One of the guys in my coaching group said something very similar to this philosophy of mine recently, and he was saying it to one of the other guys in the group, one of the other coaching clients, and he said, and I'll read out what he said, I'll make a short point using my own experience and how I view rejection / flakes from women. I'll average getting laid maybe 1 to 2 times a week with a hot girl, and this guy's very attractive, by the way. It would be way more if I went all in. I'll get flaked on around 20 times a week in order to get laid with 1 or 2 new girls in that week. A flake or rejection is just another step to finding a girl that wants to be with you. So rather than being upset about the flakes or rejections, I'm actually very okay. I'm even glad for the flakes, as it means I'm one step closer to finding a girl that wants to be with me, who wants to make time for me, and who won't flake on me. So what he's saying there is, if he just sees every flake or every rejection or every failure or every mistake, whatever you want to call it, if he sees that as, oh shit, this is progress. This is literally progress. This is me playing the numbers game. This is me playing the lottery. Eventually I will win. He's almost grateful for it. And I'm in the same position. Yes, I would much rather a woman say yes to me than no. I would much rather a potential coaching client say, yes, I'd love to work with you, rather than no, of course. But every time someone says no, I'm like, sweet, I just have to get another couple of no's and then I'm going to get a yes. I literally look at it like that. If I just get a few more no's, I'll eventually get a yes. This is good. I'm playing the numbers game. I'm doing what I need to be doing. And what this guy wrote, this coaching client of mine wrote, that is exactly the way that you want to view flakes or mistakes or failures or stumbles or missteps, whatever you want to call it. That's the exact way to view it. You want to view these rejections or these turn, like getting turned down, as one step closer to the next. Yes, they are a good thing. They are a very obvious sign that you're playing the numbers game. If you were getting zero rejections, that would literally mean that you weren't hitting on any girls. If you were getting zero rejections with potential clients as you're trying to build your business, that would mean you're literally not asking anyone if they want to work with you. Therefore, you would never actually reach your goal. So anytime someone says to me like, oh, I'm trying to avoid rejections, or rejections hurt, or man, I'm so frustrated with how many girls are turning me down lately. My answer is, go get rejected 100 times as much as you are right now. And they go, fuck man, but that'll hurt 100 times as much. No, you will adapt. You will overcome. You will be more stoic. You will learn to embrace rejection. And that's what this entire podcast is. Me trying to get you to embrace rejection. You will realize that rejection isn't even a rejection. I've said this a million times. Someone saying, hey, I don't want to sleep with you, that's not a fucking rejection. That's her stating a preference, or saying, hey, I don't want to sleep with you. That doesn't mean, oh, you're a shit human being and you're not a man and you're pathetic and you're a loser and you're a little pussy and I don't want to be anywhere near you because you're disgusting. No, she didn't say any of those things. She said, I don't want to sleep with you. And most of the time they're nice about it, even nicer than that. They'll say, I have a boyfriend. It's not even a rejection. It's just, I don't really want what you're offering. Thank you. If I walk up to someone and say, hey, would you like a lick of my ice cream? And I'm holding an ice cream. Do you want some of this ice cream? If they say like, no thanks, I'm good. Do I say, oh fuck, I'm getting rejected. Everybody's rejecting me. No, they just don't want to lick my fucking ice cream. And if a girl doesn't want to lick your fucking ding dong, it's the same thing. She's not rejecting you. She's just saying, no thanks, I don't really want that. Thank you though. Like, how is that a rejection? So again, to drill it in, guys, if you want to 10 times your results, just 10 times your so-called rejections. If you want to 100 times your results, just 100 times your rejections. If you want to 1,000 times your results, just 1,000 times your rejections. It literally is that fucking simple. It's basic maths. And in fact, those calculations are not even, the actual results are even better than that. Because if you go out and talk to 1,000 women, you will actually get infinitely better at the process of talking to women. And so you will actually get laid even more. So you won't even 1,000 times your results. You usually end up 5,000 times in your results. Or 10,000 times, because you get more efficient the more you do it. So there's exponential returns there. So instead of sitting there and saying, man, I'm getting flaked on a lot, I'm getting rejected, or clients don't want to work with me, or man, you know, it's really hard with this goal. Go out there, go fucking crazy and just get turned down, get rejected, make a bunch of mistakes, fail a ton. That will mean you'll collect a ton more wins as a byproduct of that process of the numbers game. And the thing is, when you realize all of this, everything I'm saying here, that's abundance mentality. That's what we call abundance mentality. When you say there are infinite women out there for me to talk to, I can't possibly talk to every single woman on the planet by the time I die. Therefore, it's basically infinite. There are infinite potential coaching clients or potential clients who might want to work with me. There's infinite people that might want to be my friend. There's infinite conversations I can have. There's infinite things I can explore in the world. I will never get to explore everything in the world before I die. There's infinite memories and happiness out there for me. There is infinite everything. That's abundance mentality. Abundance mentality doesn't mean, you know, right now you have 20 clients that you're working with and you're super rich, or, you know, right now I've got 5 girls I'm sleeping with and my life is amazing. That's not abundance mentality. Abundance mentality is a mentality. It means that you have the mentality and you understand that you can always go and play the numbers game some more, that you have you know, you can 100 times your results by just 100 times in your current rejections, your current input, your current work. That's abundance mentality. Realizing, fuck, if I just do 10 times the work I currently am right now, I'll get 10 times the results. And again, it's usually like 20 or 30 times the results because you get better. Or if I want 100 times my results, I could just 100 times my number of like my current work output. Fuck, that's kind of cool. That's abundance mentality, guys. You have infinite women that you can talk to, infinite potential clients, infinite people that will be your friend, infinite memories, infinite everything. And more importantly than all of that, you have infinite retries. What I mean is if you get rejected, just go and retry on the next go. If you make a mistake, retry. Pick yourself up, try again. You have infinite retries. Nobody is keeping score and is saying, other than you, you are keeping score. But nobody else is saying, oh, you've gotten rejected 100 times. Sorry, that was all the rejections you had. You can't talk to women anymore. Sorry, that's it. That was your one chance. Like, you've done it. 100 rejections. Sorry, you have to stop now. You can never talk to another woman ever again. No. You can get rejected 50,000 times. And I've probably been, if you want to call it a rejection, again, I don't use that word. I don't like the word rejection, but probably like 50,000 women have said no to sleeping with me over the last, 7 or 8 years. It's probably 50,000 women. If we want to count like the women I've talked to in person, if we want to count Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, you know, all the different dating apps, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Feld, like every single dating app that I've used over the last 8 years, it's probably 50,000. It probably is. Like if we want to include the women that don't swipe on me or something, it's probably like fucking 100,000. Like, who knows? It's probably infinite, right? All the women that have swiped no on me when I swiped yes on them. That's like a ridiculous number of no's. Why am I going to sit there and count those? They don't matter. All of those so-called rejections, or those women turning me down, or those women not sleeping with me, all of those led to all the women that I did sleep with, all the wonderful memories I've had, all the women that I've connected with and had a beautiful fucking time with, and we've added to each other's lives, and, you know, women like my girlfriend Imogen. I wouldn't have met her if I didn't embrace the numbers game. If I was sitting there going, oh, I don't want to get rejected, I wouldn't have fucking talked to her, would I? I wouldn't have matched with her. I wouldn't have gone on dates with her, had sex with her, gotten to know her. She wouldn't be here by my side 5 years later if I hadn't embraced this idea of like, let me just go out and get turned down as much as I possibly can, because that will mean I'm getting as many yeses as I possibly can. You guys all have infinite abundance. Everyone on this planet has infinite abundance. Maybe everyone in this universe. I don't know. I haven't checked the whole universe. But we will always have abundance. There will always be more people to talk to. There will always be more things that you can try. You can always pick yourself up and retry infinite times. If you still need to push with all of this, I do offer coaching. I'll leave a link in the description below. I do coaching one-on-one. I also do group coaching. Both of those are in the link below. Please hit me up. I love pushing people with this kind of stuff, but I want you guys to go out there. I want you to play the numbers game, and I want all of you to 10 times or 100 times your current output. Because for all of you saying, man, I don't have the sex life I want, or I'm not making as much money as I want, or man, my social life just isn't good, it's really hard to make friends. None of you are playing the numbers game as hard as I ever did, or as hard as I do right now. You're very unrealistic, or a lot of you have very unrealistic ideas of what the numbers game is. You'll say, man, I'm talking to like 3 girls a week and I'm just not meeting anyone. It's like, that's not playing the numbers game. 30 women a week is a decent playing of the numbers game. 100 would be even better. Also being on Tinder and Hinge and swiping on literally 3,000 women a week, which is what I have always done when I was working on getting laid, that's playing the numbers game. If it's making money, do a piece of content every single fucking day, like I did for a year when I was building up this podcast, right? I did a podcast every single day for a year. I didn't miss a single day. Do that. That's playing the numbers game. Even then, I could have done double the amount of podcasts. I could have done triple. I could have quite easily done that. But do something 100 times your current results, right? Whatever, or 100 times your current output, whatever you're currently doing, 100 times that. I mean, fuck, let's be gentle. Just do 10 times what you're currently doing. And you don't have to go out and do that tomorrow. You can build it up over a week or two. So if right now you're talking to 1 girl a day, tomorrow, try talking to 2 girls a day. The next day, try 3. The next day, try 4. Just slowly build it up until you're at the point where you're doing 10 times what you're currently doing. And I promise you, you will have 10 times the results. Again, you'll usually have 30 times the results because you get better by doing a lot of, you know, playing the numbers game really hard. Whatever you're doing, 10 times it right now. Build that up over a week or two. Fuck, build it up over 3 weeks if you want to, but build up to 10 times what you're currently doing. If you want me to 10 times your life, like I said, coaching in the description below, please hit me up. Go out there, guys. Crush your goals and 100 times crush your current goals.